Easter, with all its talk of new life and resurrection, is really a season that forces us to think about death. For there is no resurrection, no Easter without Good Friday. So often on Easter, the talk of resurrection is about our future resurrected life with Jesus, and not about our resurrected lives now. And so we tend to spiritualize the resurrection so that it becomes inaccessible to us. Perhaps it's because we don't want to face the truth about Easter, that it covers up the grim reality that there must be death before there is resurrection, that what remains after death is a dead body. When Jesus gathered with his disciples and said peace to them in that upper room, Easter was not yet a reality for them. When they saw Jesus there greeting them, it was not joy that they had. Instead, Luke tells us, they were afraid. They were trembling. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Dead bodies don't rise up and give greetings of peace. And all they could remember is that grim death outside Jerusalem. Jesus' body taken down from the cross and laid in a tomb. Jesus knew that it was only death they were thinking about, and so he asked them, "Why are you troubled? And for what reason do thoughts rise up in your heart?" They were troubled and frightened because a spirit was telling them to be at peace. Jesus' appearance in the upper room is all about his body. That his body, only days before, beaten, scourged, and nailed to a tree, was destined to a new life, a resurrected one. "See my hands and my feet," says Jesus. "Touch me and see, because a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see me having." And they do see Jesus' new body, still bearing the scars, now standing before them alive. They see standing before them a body that is the first fruits of the resurrection, a body no longer suffering, but ready to carry all its wounds into the glories of heaven. And the disciples come to believe that because they are in Christ, who is the first fruits, they too will rise from the dead. In the midst of Jesus' statement to them, to see his hands and his feet, to touch his flesh and bones, Jesus tells them that "I am myself." And they knew what Jesus was telling them, that he was the great I Am of the Old Testament, the one to whom Moses and the prophets and the Psalms all testified. The great I Am was standing before them in flesh and bones. The same I Am who became flesh, was condemned, beaten, nailed to a cross, now is physically raised from the dead, and remains the eternal I Am. And this eternal I Am is hungry. "Do you have anything to eat here?" he says. And they gave to him a piece of roasted fish, and taking it, he ate it before them. You see, resurrected bodies get hungry too. This Easter, I was thinking about what it means to disbelieve for joy, which is how Luke describes the disciples' reaction to Jesus' scarred but resurrected body eating roasted fish before him. This may simply mean that the experience the disciples had in the upper room was too good to be true, but it may be the equivalent of what the father of the boy with the unclean spirit says in Mark 9. I believe, help my unbelief. Death is so final, and the resurrected flesh so unreal. We believe, but we disbelieve for joy in our believing unbelief. This Easter, while waiting to receive the body and blood of Christ, I also found myself thinking about my Father, now with Christ and all the saints, like me, waiting for the resurrection of the body. And I thought how during the last months of his life, his body was broken, in pain, weak, yearning for death, yearning for peace. And that in the resurrection of the body, my Father will rise with a new body, and that body will show gloriously all the pain that he suffered and all the love he received. And it will not just be a body, it will be his body, a new body, a body that can be touched but is no longer subject to pain and suffering, because his suffering is over. What a faith, what a hope, what a love. The body is not a prison to escape from, but a temple in which God already dwells now, and in which God's glory will be fully manifested in the resurrection of all flesh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.